things I really want you to know when you're 20%. One of them I already shared with you. The first thing is that you're only going to learn 20% in any given context. Cool. Including in a yoga class. We'll talk a little bit more about, a lot about more about that when we get to the nervous system, but everything that's true for you in your body is true for your students. So if you first self-study and then turn it to a compassionate lens outward, it helps you understand your students so much better in a way that is so of service to them. So when you're giving them instruction on how to do things and what to do, they're only hearing 20% of what you're saying, which is why it's really great to repeat it. And I know you've talked about that with Marnie. We're going to talk a whole lot more about that when it comes to the weekend. But that 20% piece, there's many like angles of that diamond of how that 20% is such an important piece, which is why I really want you to walk away from this weekend with that registered. The other thing that I really want you to walk away with is the concept that our bodies are miracles, that we are walking miracles. And that would be one of those, to prove it to you, that would be one of those topics that I'd have to go really down, dig deep. It came to my awareness when I was studying embryology in college, you know, how we actually become embryos. There comes a point in time where, in that class, where they actually kind of couldn't explain it. After all, the class was really hard. So we are walking miracles. Because of that, and because of the way we have come into this lifetime, and it's not a religious talk, but there is some general consciousness that is believing that we are energy beings in a physical body. How long we stay, how we get here, all of that's up for discussion, and I don't want to change anybody's opinion on that right now. But we are energy inside a physical body. And there's no one on the planet that knows everything about this physical body. So when folks come to us without awareness, right, like some, we like to say that, throw that term around a lot, what does that really mean? It means that there's just no way in their lifetime they're going to know it all, and they probably know less than us if they've been sitting behind a desk their whole life. So they are walking miracles, and they have not yet met that. And if you can just sit with that for yourself first and then for your students, and that was, you know, the second thing that you walked away from for this weekend, I would think that that was a huge success. It's really big. It's really big. A lot of the fear that I have witnessed in folks who've come to me for body work, and that includes yoga, a lot of the fear really is about their what they don't know. Right, so I think that's how I naturally found myself to be a teacher, because folks were coming to me in my treatment setting with a lot of pain and a lot of fear around that. There was a lot of emotion that was coming in the door with them, and it didn't matter how well I could work on a back. If that emotion was in the way, we weren't getting anywhere, right? So we kind of had to navigate that a little bit. And what I found is that naturally, as I was teaching them about what was happening in their body so that they could have an understanding of it, their emotions were going down and their fear was also dissipating. And then I could go in and do the work that I needed to do. So being a teacher and being of service, I think, are the same thing. And everyone that you come in contact with doesn't know everything that they need to know about their own vessel. So it's not overdone if you share with them. There's, of course, ways to share with them. You know, we don't want to preach. We don't want to be dogmatic. We want to invite someone in first to the conversation and then give them what they have asked for in their readiness and check in with them to see how that's landing. And I know that you're all doing really great with figuring out how to do that when you're teaching. And the same is true for anatomy. The fear that I've experienced for teachers around anatomy is that they fear that they don't know enough to be able to share it. When you leave here this weekend, you're going to know more than when you came in this weekend. Just share what you know. And if you don't know something, you either don't know.